Ivan, the caring lady at the kennel, checks on us often during the day. On Sunday, she feeds us our lunch and says, "I'll be back in an hour to let you outside to play." I simply cannot wait and start to romp about in my kennel. I jump up onto my container of food, but it tips over, and I fall hard onto the cement. I feel sharp swords pierce my back. Then I lose feeling in my back leg. When Ivan comes an hour later, I am not moving. I tilt my head to the side, looking into Ivan's eyes, but do not move an inch. She realizes something is very wrong with me. She starts crying and calls my Aunt Lori right away. Lori comes and takes me to the local veterinarian's office. The vet tells Lori, "I'm in bad shape. I need surgery right away." I tremble and I want Mom and Dad and Kylie to be with me. But I have to be brave by myself. On the way to the animal hospital, I lie on the passenger side of Lori's car, on my kitty pillow. Lori calls my mom to tell her the news. I hear Lori say, "Don't worry, I'll take good care of Frankie." She then holds the phone to my ear and Mom says, "I love you so much, sweetie. Papa and I'll be home soon to be with you." It makes me feel better to hear Mom's soothing voice. Before going into the hospital, Lori carefully wraps me in a toasty blanket, which comforts me. I am so nervous. I poop on the floor. Lori looks to the older couple sitting in the waiting room and says, "Did Frankie just do that?" They smile and nod their heads. Then the nurse comes out and gently whisks me to the exam room. The bright lights make me afraid. The vet examines my back and says, "Ruptured disc." She calls my mom and tells her I have a 30% chance of walking again if I go into surgery as soon as possible. I hear her tell Mom, "These little gals are strong. If she does not walk again, she will still lead a happy life." A few moments later, a tiny oxygen mask covers my snout and I drift off to sleep. During surgery, I fall into a deep slumber and dream of warm, sunny days, riding in my basket on Mom's bike. I spend 2 days at the animal hospital, sleeping, dreaming, and believing it will be okay. On the third day, I am brought to a room where I see my mom. Yip, yip, hooray! She and my dad skedaddled back home when they heard I was hurt. It feels warm and safe to be in my mom's loving arms. Mom gives me tons of kisses on the cheek and hugs me so much, I think I will pop.